One thing is for certain is that the journey to improving your health is going to have lots of obstacles and things that are going to want to derail you. And it's easy to focus on and give our attention to what is screaming the loudest. But when you can keep your focus on the vision and not the view, you learn the agility to stay the course when the obstacles happen. And in this episode, we're going to answer the question, how can you stay on track with your health goals? Especially when life gets lifey and the obstacles are nonstop. In today's episode, you're going to walk away with understanding why it's so important to coexist with stress and how to create your game plan to be more agile when the setbacks happen, and especially when you don't feel supported. Welcome to Your Comeback Story, the podcast for successful women to create their comeback story for their health, lives, and careers. Picture an 80s movie style montage where we optimize your mindset and mental resilience. I'm Holly Bertone, your host and comeback coach. Let's play and have fun. Hello, my friend, and welcome back to part four of this special five-part series called Your Comeback Experience. We are going full-blown 80s movie montage, and at the end of the series, you're going to have the blueprint to create your own comeback story by going through this super fun Rocky-inspired framework. Okay, quick recap. In part one was R, rear view mirror. You learned about the cycle that sabotages our health along with the three ways to create peace with your past stories and beliefs and triggers from the past. Part two was O, own your ship with the P like a boat, keeping it G-rated. You learned about the power of personal responsibility and especially as it relates to the challenges in our society to make healthy choices a part of your lifestyle. In part three, C, create your future self. You learned about why you might be stuck in the perfectionist trap, how to break out of it by integrating mindset shifts with action steps, and the top three strategies that you need to become the new, healthier version of yourself. So today's part four, K, keep the vision, not the view. In the previous episode, we left off where you understand why you need to look at goal setting differently. And at the end, I also share what I believe is one of the most, really the profound life-changing takeaways. And when you can wrap your head around this, when you can crack the code, you're unstoppable. And you really are, because we think stress management is getting rid of stress. And that couldn't be further from the truth. In fact, it's impossible. Because it's not about not having stress in our lives. It's about changing your perception and your relationship with stress so that you can coexist with it without it negatively affecting your health and your energy and your weight and your life. And that's the key to unlock the door to really everything in life. This is the key. When you can figure out how to regulate your nervous system, how to get out of the sympathetic stress state, to not let the stress dictate your mood and your emotions, to not be triggered all the time, to not walk on eggshells, to when you get mad, say things you're going to later regret. When you're in this place, when you've learned how to control stress in this capacity, it is your superpower. I mean, you're unstoppable. It is going to completely change your life. I don't even have a word to describe how powerful it is and what a night and day shift this is and what kind of change this is going to have on your life. Like, you literally become a different person. And I want this so much for you. We can talk about nutrition all day long. We can talk about movement. We can talk about sleep all day long. All the things that you're going to do. But once you're in a place where you do not let stress dictate the kind of day that you're going to have, and once you don't let stress hijack your life, my friend, you're going to be on top of the world. Okay, obviously, something I'm very passionate about. I could go on and on and on. And the reason I am so passionate about it is because it works. You can go back in your life. 90% of the time, this is where you're going to land. There are circumstances that things just happen, but 90% of the time, this is where you're going to land. It is going to come back to stress, and stress causes inflammation, and it is a whole cycle. And when I say stress, I don't mean just like I'm stressed out. I'm talking about foods that stress our body. I'm talking environmental stresses. I'm talking about all of the stress, and it causes inflammation. It's a whole cycle. One of the bonuses that you get when you join the Back to You Transformational Program, it is an hour-long masterclass on stress and inflammation and the effect that it has on your body. So I wish I had more time to get into it today because it's really powerful. In the meantime, I want to give you a visual and I want you to think about it from a different perspective. We view a stressful event like listening to one song. So let's say you get stuck in traffic, you know, reflex, flex, 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 flex. You have a tight deadline around the project. Karma, 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 camellia. You know, kids, college applications. It takes two to make a thing go right. Okay, we're good. You don't need to hear me sing anymore. You know, you get in a fight with your spouse. We think of each stressful event like a song. Well, stress operates differently than just like one song or even a playlist on Apple or Spotify. Okay, you know how when you go to a concert, and then you come home, and even though you are like dead tired, exhausted, you literally get the worst night's sleep ever. It's because you just had several hours of loud music and lights and singing and having fun with your friends and having a few drinks and being out late. Your body is surging with cortisol and adrenaline, and that's why you're not getting a good night's sleep after a concert. Well, my friend, this is stress. Your body doesn't view it as one song or one stressful event. Your body views stress like a lot of events over time that you're now at a concert. And it causes a cascading effect into all of the areas of your body and of your life. So think of it this way. When you have a bad day, do you reach for an apple or do you reach for comfort food? When you're stressed out, do you like go, I don't know, retail therapy, go shopping, you know? Can you have just a few bites of ice cream or is it pretty much the whole pint? Okay, this is what I'm getting at. And today's episode is about keeping the vision, not the view. Because when you're in the middle of it, when you're in the thick of things, it is impossible to be in the right frame of mind to look for solutions. So, I mean, think about it. When you're stressed, are you focused on the problem and like telling all of your friends about this problem and how much it sucks? Or do you focus on the solution? Or, I mean, are you just grabbing a fire extinguisher and putting it in both hands and just like putting out the every single fire that you can find, right? Or are you focused on a solution? So how do we not get caught up in the drama and the triggers, and especially when everyone's fighting for your attention? How do you keep the vision when everything's just going sideways? How do you keep the vision when life keeps lifing? So I'm going to go on a little side tangent, and it is related, and I'm going to pull it all together. Okay, and I talked a little bit about some statistics before, but we are programmed as a society for the quick fix. We're programmed for the quick results. And we're also programmed that in our quote-unquote healthcare system, which is actually my perspective, a sick care system, is that when we have a symptom, we take a pill. So the symptom may disappear, but the underlying cause of that symptom is still there. So for example, let's say you get a headache because you're dehydrated, right? So you take a headache and you take some, I don't even know what you're supposed to take these days for a headache, but you take a pill. Well, it may or may not get rid of the headache, but the fact remains that you're dehydrated. You still need to drink more water. And that's just one simple thing. Getting healthier, it doesn't work when you have a symptom and you take a pill. It's not the way to get results. It's a Band-Aid. Okay. It's not going to work that way, I should say, if you want it to be sustainable. It did not take days or weeks or months for us to get to this place. It took years. So there should be an expectation that results are not going to happen overnight. We need to change the narrative so that we can be in a place where we are okay with seeing 1% growth and results and calling this success. We need to change the narrative so that we can be in a place where we are okay with seeing setbacks and we don't view it as failure. Because here's the thing, you can do the quick fix and it might last for a few months, but is it going to be sustainable? We talked a lot about that in the last episode. All right, I pulled some statistics from the CDC and also JAMA, which is the Journal of American Medical Association. It's kind of alarming. 30% of Americans are overweight. 40% are clinically obese. 50% have at least one disease. 50% are actively trying to lose the weight. Within 2 years, they've gained the weight back, and they've gained back over half of the weight that they've lost. And within 5 years, they've gained back over 80% of the weight, and many even more. And to go along with these statistics, 60% of America's diets is ultra-processed foods, meaning chemicals, not actual food. And over 30%, I think it's around 36%, eat fast food daily. If you are struggling, there is a big reason why. This is a lifestyle that is ingrained into our culture. If you want to make a change, if you are serious about making a change, number one, you got to make amends with your past and forgive yourself for what got you here. Episode one in the series. You've got to take personal responsibility. Episode two in the series. You've got to create a future identity with different beliefs, thoughts, actions, and habits. Episode three in the series. And then you've got to keep the vision, not the view. You've got to stay focused on your big why, on your vision, on your North Star, because the cards are stacked against you. And I wish it wasn't this way. If you want to see permanent, sustainable results, it's not a quick fix. And when you can keep your vision and understand that if you want to make permanent changes, that this is your lifestyle, this isn't a quick fix, that you embrace this as your new way of being, it's a powerful place to live. And then the other obstacle that can knock us down is the society we live in. At our core, we want to fit in, we want to belong. But then when we try to get healthier, and sometimes the people who love us the most might be the ones who hold us back the most. And I mean, think about it. How many times have you said, like, let's pretend you've gone on a diet. You can think back to a time that you've gone on a diet and you're out and about with family and friends. How many times have you said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm on a diet, I'm just going to have a salad. Or, oh, I'm sorry, I'm on a diet, I'm not going to have dessert. Or, I'm sorry, I'm on a diet, I pack my own lunch. Here's what this does. It makes you hate the diet. Okay, diets totally suck and they don't work. So hopefully with these series, you finally understand that. It makes you feel like an outcast with your family or friends. And then you feel like you have to apologize for wanting to eat healthier, which then makes you feel like the weird girl because you're trying to be healthier. You want to fit in, which then makes you hate the diet even more. And then at some point, sooner or later, it's just going to be easier to ditch the diet and go back to the way that you've normally eaten. And this is one of the reasons why those statistics that I just read, they are so disturbing. Because even when we have good intentions, it doesn't take much to derail them. So what is your plan to stay on course if you feel like you have to apologize or justify wanting to be healthier? When you can keep the vision and not the view, it's going to help you to stay focused. But you're also going to need a plan. What are you going to do when your family rebels? What are you going to say when friends want to grab lunch and they pick a restaurant that doesn't have the best options, or, you know, they want to go out for happy hour drinks after work? This is your chance to practice agility. This is your chance to have the ability to respond. This is your chance to have a game plan ahead of time. This is your chance to respond in a way that your future self would want you to respond. This is your chance to set boundaries. When you join the Back to You Transformational Program, you will get 3 very popular bonuses. Help, my family is rebelling. I don't want to eat weird in front of my friends. And how can I buy healthy food on a budget? And if you don't have a support system at home, you do have a support system here with the community, the women in the program who are going through the exact same thing that you are. And it's more than just doing the thing to make it happen. It's knowing how to create your game plan so that you can hold the vision when the obstacles happen, so you don't get off course, or if you do, it's only slightly, or if it is a lot, you recognize it immediately and you know how to make the adjustments to get back on track. The end of 2022, I got divorced and I moved from living in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. to living in a small town in the middle of nowhere. And the cultures are very different when it comes to health and especially healthy eating. And I had to figure out how to navigate my lifestyle without compromising what's important to me. It is impossible for any of us to live in a bubble. And I think that's one of the biggest fallacies in the health and wellness industry is that they tell you that their way is the only way and all other options are the devil. And I think you'll agree with me is that the goal is to make the best decisions that you can with the resources that you have, to know what your non-negotiables are and to know where you're okay with bending, to make those choices that fit with your lifestyle, to make them without judgment and have the agility to shift as you grow. And that, my friend, is what individualized wellness is all about. And I think you're going to agree with me. That is so much better than a diet. The Back to You Transformational Program and the coaching in its entirety is great, of course. But the bonus for you is that you get a firsthand experience of how to navigate this and live in a real world. You get to create an individualized game plan that works for you. When you join the Back to You Transformational Program, you're going to learn exactly how to do this. If you want to learn more, you can go to backtoyou.coach. That's backtoyou.coach. Or if you're ready to fill out an application and get on my calendar for a complimentary discovery call, go to calendarholly.com. That's calendarholly.com. So you have a choice. You can either learn more backtoyou.coach or fill out your application to get the process started at calendarholly.com. We just finished part 4 of this 5-part series, and you've got a lot of information and a lot of ways to really start thinking about how you approach your health and your journey to becoming healthier and creating your comeback experience. So it's time to put it all together. And that's what you're going to discover how to do in the next and final episode of this series.
We have some real talk here for a minute, just between us girls. Can we have a conversation about what the end of the day looks like? I'm talking about that moment when you've crossed off all the things on your list. Okay, they're not all completed, but you're done for the day. And when I say done for the day, I mean you are done. And you sit on the couch to actually relax for a few minutes before bedtime. You know that moment of pure bliss when your bum hits the couch cushion and then you sit back in this heap of exhaustion. You pull the blanket over your legs, literally breathe for the first time all day. And it's not even 1 minute later. And it's your spouse, hey, hun, your kid, mom, or you pick up the phone to scroll on social media and then your boss sends you an email you need to respond to, or you see something that you're like, oh, shoot, I forgot to do something that can't wait for tomorrow. And then the dog's doing the potty dance because spouse or kid never took them for a walk, even though you asked them to. And it's that moment that you feel this resentment fill your body. And then you probably feel guilt on top of it because this is the life that you've always dreamed of. You've got a great career and a great family. So you might be wondering, why do I feel so drained? Why is my life sucking every ounce of energy out of my body? I'm here to tell you that the world is not going to crumble if you say yes to yourself, but you will eventually crumble if you don't. You deserve to take care of yourself and your health. And it begins by saying yes to you, which is probably the hardest yes that you're ever going to say. And that's why I created a very special private podcast series. It's called Your Comeback Experience. And it's specifically for you, the woman who has a track record of success in everything that you do, but you are burned out. And something's still missing. And somewhere along the way, your health got pushed to the side. It's a secret podcast, meaning it's not public. You need to have an invitation to access it. And I want to invite you. So to get this free private podcast delivered right to your inbox, click on the link in the show notes or go to podcastholly.com. Super easy to remember, podcastholly.com. The link is also in the show notes.